When Shante Thomas was first diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer, it came as a complete shock.
I'm going to die. I mean, honestly, I mean, that's the first thing you think.
With the right treatment, many women can expect to beat the disease. But with more than 50 drugs to choose from, it's hard for doctors to know which ones will work. Another problem, drugs used to fight cancer are highly toxic, and they kill healthy cells along with the cancerous ones.
Aloxi or Pygmalion medicine?
Right now, choosing the right drug is a guessing game, but it may not always be. Researchers at Vanderbilt University are using lasers to study tumor particles called organoids. Alex Walsh spoke to VOA by Skype.
Organoids are small pieces of tumor that we grow in a petri dish, and they're about 100 to 300 micrometers in diameter.
They're microscopic. When given a collagen gel, the cancer cells grow as they would inside a human body. They are naturally fluorescent. So when the researchers add a cancer-fighting drug, they can tell how well the drug works by measuring the amount of fluorescence. Professor Melissa Scala is the lead researcher.
Our idea was to try to eliminate toxicities from ineffective treatments and then use drugs that are more effective in treating breast cancer.
Scala spoke via Skype. She says the hope is to ultimately improve the survival of breast cancer patients.
We know a lot of breast cancer patients initially respond to their therapy and then later their tumor starts to grow and they succumb to their disease.
Scala says the next step is to see if doctors can accurately predict which drugs will work in advance of a patient getting treatment. The hope is that this type of targeted therapy could be available to breast cancer patients in 5 to 10 years. Then people like Shante Thomas won't automatically think a diagnosis of breast cancer is a death sentence. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.